Yeah, this is going to be a PS chapter to the fuckery, chuck it in the fuck a bucket, whatever it is. I just listened to myself go on and on for 25 minutes about how much I hated Brent and Kayla. And so, like I had said before that I was quitting drinking, this is probably why, because there comes a time where you really want to be better. You just want to do better. You want to live better. And I can't take the hurt that happened to me and make it my entire life and the only thing that I focus on. So just to be clear, it is the morning after my little fucking tangent. Or actually, like, I think the first one was like during my vacation last week. This is why. There's just so much about me. Like, when I quit drinking the first time, it was almost like I became a whole person again. And there's so many things that you don't factor in, that you don't consider how your body's responding chemically, that contribute to depression. And I think that is a large factor in my inability to process and get through this, is because I'm stopping it at the door with Pinot Grigio. And so I have a desire to free myself of that so that I can move forward and release the anger that I have. An apology would be nice, but I'm going to gather that's never going to fucking happen. And so sometimes there are no endings to the stories that changed everything. Sometimes all you can do is just put the book down and start writing another one. And that's what I'm in the process of doing. But I need to do that with a clear voice and a clear mind. So I do apologize for being a bit of an asshole last night, and if I wasted your time on that. I contemplated like unpublishing it, but sometimes things are ugly, and sometimes you're not attractive in any way. But it all happened, and it's all real. And I think that a large part of me wants to forgive them, and I will find a way to do it without having to speak with them. But for myself, I need to start stepping up for myself in that way. And so by doing that, I'm going to put the bottle down, and I'm going to let the anger sit, and I'm going to focus on the things that I have control over, and I'm going to change my focus. So thank you for hanging with me. I do love you. I'm on my way to go pick up flowers for Henry Beasley, because that dude's a solid guy. And he's had a really hard year. He lost his wife, Feridia. I was trying to remember how to pronounce it because I always fucked it up. But bus drivers are like that. Like, we'll see each other in passing. And she was the beautiful Hawaiian bus driver. And she always had this lovely flower, and her eye makeup was always on point, and she always had beautiful nails. And she passed away this last year, and he didn't do a lot. He's one of those people that don't, he's not like an open processor, you know? And so I just want to get him some flowers today, because he's always so kind, and he always parks my car so nice, and he's such a sweetheart. And there's a genuine care in the way that he stares back, because he's a genuine human. He's very steadfast. He's always there. And if he's not going to be there, he tells you. And I just have a respect for that. And it's our Friday, and I feel like I want to do something nice for someone, since I just spent 25 minutes ripping two people apart that hurt me. And that's a childish thing to do. It is. But it was also a place of drunken shenanigans and just pain. And unfortunately, I subjected you all to that. So you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen. But I'm going to promise you that will be the last time that fucking happens, because I'm really so tired Aren't you tired? I'm tired. So I'm going to go buy him some flowers and run my two. It's my Friday. Thank God I get my weekend with Braylon. I'm stoked. I cannot wait to see her. I cleaned the whole house last night and it's beautiful. There are flowers and candles and the floors are clean and the dishes are done and the laundry is folded and we are going to have a good weekend. So it's your girl, Kilowatt. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.